yes, I was very excited to come here. It's just a wonderful city, a wonderful organization with a great group of guys. So when I had the opportunity to come here, I jumped at it. I kind of got off to a rough start with the hamstring injuries and just been trying to battle back from those things and just to get back on the field and try to help the guys win games. And all of the guys were supportive when I was out. Just telling me to get healthy, and once I get healthy, come back rolling, and so we can win games down the stretch. And that's what we've been trying to do these past couple of weeks.
Jericho, there appears to be a possibility, at least, that you'll be replacing, really, in certain formations for sure, and maybe a lot of them, a guy who's regarded as a legend around here in Hines Ward. How is that situation for you?
Well, Hines has helped me out since I've been here, making sure I'm on top of everything. Still to this day, he asked me, do I have any questions about anything, just making sure I'm on top of everything. And it's an honor to be able to line up with Hines. I watched him over a number of years, and he's played the game at such a high level. He's played it the right way. So I admire everything about Hines. And we just do a lot of different personnel grouping, and that's one of the things that happened on Sunday, and that was one of the personnel groupings that got a lot of snaps on Sunday. So I'm thankful for those snaps.
Jericho, everybody gets caught up in one, two, or three, or four, whatever receiver it might be. A lot of people look at you now as the three. How do you see yourself?
I see myself as another guy with his hand in the pile. I think Coach does a great job. Coach Tomlin does a great job of making every guy feel important. Making sure every guy know that he's important to helping us win the game on Sundays. And I definitely feel that. I'm just happy to be a part of this, and I don't think anyone on this team gets caught up in, the depth chart part of it, because Coach Tomlin makes every guy feel important.
Well, how has your role changed over the past couple of weeks?
Well, I'm just getting a few more snaps. They say, when you're taking advantage of your opportunities, you're going to get more snaps, I've gotten more snaps over the past couple of weeks, so I've just been trying to make plays every chance I get.
Talking to Steelers receiver Jericho Cotchery here on Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. And Jericho, it's no secret that Ben loves the no huddle. I guess it's a little tougher to run on the road, but when you're in it, he appears to have a wide open playbook and he's calling all the plays at the line of scrimmage. Is that the case? And do you like the no huddle?
Yes, I love it. It keeps the defense off balance. Those big guys up front on the defensive line, they have to stay out there. They're only good for a couple of plays. They just go all out. Tiring those guys out helps a lot. And it gives you a chance to keep the defense off balance. That's the best thing about it. But you have to have an elite quarterback to do that. That's definitely the case with Ben.
Jericho, this is the bye weekend. Any special plans for you over the rest of this week and into early next week?
No, nothing special for me. I'm going to just spend my time with the family, my wife and my three kids, and just going to take advantage of the time to rest. It's well needed at this time of year.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, that sometimes you're going along well and you don't want to break. Other times you need to get some bumps and bruises healed a little bit. For this Steelers team, would you have liked to have continued to play and had the bye a little bit later in the season or earlier in the season?
No, I think right now for where we're at, I think it's the perfect time. It's going to allow guys to get over some of the injuries and allow guys with nicks and bruises, to get over those things as well. We've gone at it. 10 straight games, so we've been going pretty hard, so it's definitely a time where we need to rest.
Talking to Jericho Cotchery on Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. And Jericho, I got a couple of questions about the league. One is, we had this topic yesterday on the show. As a player, if you guys were ever in a situation where you were 14-0, 15-0, would you want to keep going for a perfect season? Would you be ticked off if the coach or the GM stepped in and said, you know what, we're gonna rest guys for the playoffs the way the Colts did a few years ago? What would your take on that be?
Go for it. It's something that was not done. So the Miami Dolphins did it. You know, they won all the way out. You know, and the Patriots did it the regular season, but they didn't finish the field in the playoffs, the Super Bowl. So, but it's something that you want to go after. Guys, at that point in time of the year, no one's really worried about, you know, injuries or anything like that. You're just trying to win games and, you know, get into the off season on a high note. You know, so I definitely would want to go for it.
And the other question is, everybody's still talking about Mike Smith, the coach of the Falcons, going for it on 4th-and-1 from his own 29 in overtime. What was your take on that? If Mike, would you want Mike Tomlin to make that call?
Well, you like when the coach has confidence in your offense to be able to do so, you know. But I'm pretty sure the defense is probably looking at it in a sense where, okay, you don't think we can stop those guys, so. You can look at it either way, you know, but from an offensive perspective, you definitely love it when the coach has confidence that you can make it. But defensive guys, they probably look at it in a different light.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're thinking something completely different today, Jericho. Talking with Jericho Cotchery, Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. Jericho, everybody's trying to figure out, it's more fans than and critics, so to speak, experts, if they want to call themselves that. Trying to figure out who's the top team in the AFC, and people say the Steelers, but yet Ravens and Texans fans will both say, well, we beat the Steelers, and those who say the Ravens have their critics, well, you can't win in Seattle, you couldn't win in Tennessee, and those who say the Texans will say, well, you're not going to have your quarterback the rest of the year. How do you and your teammates view the Steelers, and are you the team to beat?
Well, we know we have a very good team over here. It's a very special group, you know, so we don't want to get caught up in power rankings and all of those things, you know, at this point in time of the year. You know, the best team in the AFC will be the team that makes it to the Super Bowl. You know? So our goal is still that, you know, but it's on a week-to-week basis, you know. So we're not going to get caught up in all of that right now, you know.
All right, Jericho, I got a tough one for you here down the stretch, and that is a lot of people, especially those in New York, waiting for Mark Sanchez to become an elite quarterback. Is he ever going to get there?
I think he can. I think he has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. You know, I don't know, you know, what's going on up there right now, you know, but anytime with any player, when you place a lot of confidence in that player, it helps them out a lot, you know, and, you know, so I don't know what's going on right now, you know, but I know that he has a lot of talent and he has a lot of ability, you know, but... You know, that's why I stand on that.
Well, how much insider knowledge do you think you would be sharing with Dick LeBeau and Mike Tomlin should you run across the Jets in the postseason once again?
We have some great coaches on the staff, so, you know, I know that they would be well prepared, just like they were.
Come on, Jericho. You know, you've got the inside there.
If they ask me, well, no, they probably wouldn't even have to ask me. I will give them everything.
That's what I thought. Jericho, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the week off.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.